The positive power of pursuit without ever giving up. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. My buddy Christian is one of the best tennis players in Boise. And the reason? It's pretty simple. He is so intent on everything, including, of course, going after the ball. Now, in business, same thing. Very successful. And friends would say, with the best of intention, he's a bulldog. Well, guess what? And it's no surprise, the same attitude bleeds over into his attempts at fishing. The other day, he told me a story about a friend of his who's also a tennis player. His buddy also works as a guide for steelhead fishing in season. I don't know who beats who on the tennis court between Christian and his buddy, but they got into some steelhead in Riggins, Idaho, and that's when the bulldog came out. He was in a boat with several other people, and they were surrounded by other boats, all going after the same steelhead. Here's Christian.
We didn't get in the water till about probably 8 o'clock in the morning. So we went through the rapids and nobody else wanted to go. There were 5 of us in the boat. So we had 2 salmon eggs. They're like little beads. And then we put a little juice on the beads, but there's no bait on anything. There were probably 300 people fishing. And for some reason, we were the only ones catching fish. And 3rd cast, I caught a fish. 5th cast, I caught a fish. So the whole boat caught about 15 fish in about an hour.
So one small boat amongst 300 other fishermen who aren't getting so much as a nibble in Christian's group gets 15 fish in an hour. Who deserves the credit, the guide or the bulldog? Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.